Less than 5 months after Israel's aggression against Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump publicly claimed responsibility for the June 13th strikes, saying during a dinner with Central Asian leaders that he was very much in charge. His remarks contradict earlier denials of U.S. involvement and have reignited international controversy. Following Trump's admission, Iran's UN Ambassador Amir Iravani sent formal letters to the UN Secretary General and Security Council, declaring the confession as legal proof of U.S. complicity in an unlawful act of aggression. He asserted that Washington and Tel Aviv share responsibility for civilian deaths, destruction of infrastructure, and attacks on safeguarded nuclear facilities. Iran announced plans to seek reparations and pursue legal action against the U.S. under international law. Tehran has also reaffirmed its legitimate right to self-defense, arguing that the attacks meet all legal criteria for a proportional response under the UN Charter. Iranian officials say they reserve the right to respond militarily if peaceful options, such as reparations, remain ignored by Washington. Meanwhile, U.S. intelligence and media reports contradict Trump's claims of success. Assessments from agencies, including the Defense Intelligence Agency and CENTCOM, conclude the strikes only delayed Iran's nuclear program by a few months. Former officials such as Jake Sullivan and Antony Blinken warned that the attacks may have backfired, pushing Iran to further harden its nuclear sites and strengthen its resolve.